proflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwavesoundsflowradio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, so I'm sitting here talking with a bunch of beautiful ladies that have come together for a particular project called the Sticky Mama Project. So what I want to do is, if it's possible, can you guys, somebody let me know where they can find this project at online?
Currently, the project is being posted on all of our SoundCloud pages, but it starts mainly on mine, which is SoundCloud.com. I am under Cupid617. So that's Cupid with the Q, 617.
All right. Can everybody give a place where we can find each individual artist, that everybody just name off what they got that we can find them at?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, GA, you go.
All right. I'm everywhere on SoundCloud, Reverb, Facebook, Instagram. I put my music on all the social sites, but Instagram, you can check me out at GAMAEGCS. You can check me out on SoundCloud, Georgia Foreman.
Yeah.
And you can find me, what's up, y'all? It's Desi Leone. You can find me at SoundCloud.com/Desi_Leone. You can find me on Reverb Nation, The Real Desi Leone. Instagram, The Real Desi Leone. Facebook, The Real Desi Leone. Basically, go on Google and put Desi Leone. You're going to find everything.
That's what it is. And yeah, all of my social media pages are under Cupid617. So it's just Cupid with the Q. SoundCloud, Reverb, datpiff.com, and a couple of others. Instagram, Twitter, everything is there.
Is there one more left or that's it?
Nope, just us three.
Okay, cool. All right, so you don't really get a group of women coming together doing anything these days. So how did you guys hook this up?
Well, basically, I've always been a fan of Desi. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and Desi is another artist that's here in Boston, Mass. And I came across her page on Facebook maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. She had a couple of tracks on there that I just absolutely fell in love with. I love her style. I love the fact that she was gritty. I love the fact that she had a sexy, girly voice. And I love the fact that her music made sense. She wasn't talking nonsense to the females about uplifting, about being thugged out, about being smart, about getting your paper and tapping into your creativity. So I got offered to do another project with another artist, female, that's no longer, and she's no longer active. I asked Desi to get on the track. Desi sent over her vocals in like less than a day. And I honestly think that her vocals were so dope that they just decided not to go forward with the project. Me personally, I thought her vocals were probably better than everyone's. For whatever reason, the project never went forward. And I always knew that I always wanted her on a project of my own. So when this opportunity presented itself, I made sure that I reached out to her.
So the project, is it like is it an album? Is it like a single? Or what do you guys got going on?
Well, right now, it's just the single. Sticky Love the Movement is my squad. It's a collaboration of songs that I do with other artists. And then I also have the main group, which is a bunch of fellas that I have on the track in the group that will be coming out soon. So this is the first project from Sticky Love the Movement, and of course I wanted it to be a Queens movement, you know. And then as far as Georgia Bars goes, I became a fan of her instantly, too. I met her through another nail artist that I know online, and he hit me to her, and I got hooked on her instantly. It got to the point that I was, like, playing her music every day, several times a day, and I knew that I wanted to put her on a project, too. And we talked about getting on a project a couple of years ago, and it never came into fruition. So we ran into some other issues, from outside issues. You know, we just worked around it. So whenever I had an opportunity to get her on the track, I knew that I would. And when this song came up, these two ladies were my first and only pick. So that's pretty much how that went.
Hey, it's rare you get to pick somebody and they actually come through. Like, it takes forever for people to do stuff. I know I'm the slowest one of us three right here, but
well, where everybody from? It's dope when you pull people together and they come together and kill stuff. So Georgia's Georgia is from Missouri. She's from St. Louis, Missouri.
I live 5 minutes from Ferguson, basically. The heartbeat of USA, St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, you trying to steal that from Ohio. You know Ohio, the heart of it all.
They can have the heartland. I'll take the heartbeat.
There you go. That's what's up. So tell me a little bit about the project. Explain to the audience what they should be expecting when they hear what you guys got to offer.
Desi, why don't you take this one?
Well, right now, besides doing wonderful, awesome collaborations with artists like Cupid and GA Bars, I'm also working on my own EP project called The Room I Stand In, which is dropping January 2017. I wrote and produced the entire project because I'm also a producer and songwriter. I'm just busy in the studio working on that. I just shot a TV pilot episode. Don't know where or how that's going to take off, but hopefully it does. I'm mainly behind the scenes right now, just grinding, getting in that work in the studio and just in doing what I have to do so that 2017 we can kick it off with a bang. And I feel like this record was definitely a step in that direction. So that's basically what's up with Desi Leon.
I graciously appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is this all hip hop or is it R&B hip hop?
Yeah. This particular project. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please, pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Max. Were you directing that question at me, or are you saying for the record, the single that we did?
Well, just in generally, because it's a project, you guys said, and I figure single is just one part of the project, right?
Cupid can go.
We all part of her project. We basically just adding a little sparkle, you know, where we come in. That's a sticky movement right now, you know. But that's her. She's queen and all that.
The project is a hip hop project. This particular single is just hardcore rap. We have some future singles that we'll be working on that will entangle a little bit of R&B and a little Afro-pop as well. But this particular project is all hip-hop, heavy-hitting female hardcore spitting, some of the good music. Because, you know, there's a lot of garbage bullshit out there that, you know, is sending these girls 1,000 years back. The way that they're trying to reprogram these ladies. You know, our music is about movement. It's about moving forward. It's about being dope. It's about being yourself. It's about expressing yourself in hip-hop and letting people know that you don't have to be beautiful and stupid to be cute and to be dope.
What?
Amen.
You can be a boss, baby. You ain't always got to be working for somebody.
That's right.
Yeah, totally. I understand that. So, you know, I've had an interview, solo interview with Sticky Mama, and I've kind of got her information already. But for the individuals that haven't had a chance to do an individual interview with me, can you guys just one by one, you know, let us know who you are, you know?
That's it.
All right. Well, I'm GA Bars. I've been rapping about 12 years. Well, really, I've been making music since I was like just a little kid, like, but I didn't really associate it at the time, like, that I was really making music. But I was, though. But, you know, you just ran along, make a little music. I love Jesus. You know, it's always Jesus and, like, some feel-good ride my bike. Like, I love Jesus. Because then it's so nice. But whatever, you know, just vibing. But I really wanted to be a singer is what I wanted to start out being. But the thing I impact people the most, I feel, is probably spoken word or, like, a live viewing of, like, me just spitting some straight, real, in your face, grab your tissue stuff. Like, that is what I probably got named Bars for, because I didn't name myself GA Bars. I've been GA because my real name is Georgia. So I wanted to keep it as real as possible always with my rap and just abbreviate it, GA. You know, this is my alter ego, basically, which is, it's still Georgia. No matter what, it's Georgia. But it's just like a little piece of Georgia right there, like, That's the abbreviation,
right?
You know.
Right.
Well, my really what I do is like trying to be a provide a better avenue or a better role model for the young ladies and all women. Like, you ain't got to be shaking your ass all the time. I mean, we can all have a good time every now and then. I might shake a little something. Who knows? But if a lady do whatever you do, you can still be a lady about whatever you do. You ain't got to do it for everybody. You do what you want to do. Don't do it because you think this will get you the attention that you want. When you really would get the most attention, being yourself, because you're unique and you're going to stand out that way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Stand up, chin up, we queens, we gotta act accordingly, you know what I'm saying? It's enough of that court jester business, and we done with that, and queen business is what GA is all about. So, that's the project coming out real soon, GA Bars, Queen Business, that's the mixtape, next year, 2017, dropping, every queen deserves a crown. So, that's the little two projects I'm working on, but I'm honored to be on this track. These two ladies killed it. Like, I for real was like, wow, this is a big ass record. Like, you could feel it. Like, as soon as it come on, the beat is so dope. Like, it's like a larger than life track. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the track speaks for itself. You ain't even gotta talk, but when you just add them little accents, like, what are we talking about on there? Like, it's just undeniable. Like, you gotta go for it.
Salute.
So, who, what young woman ain't gonna wanna be the girl who riding around in her own whip, got her own money, to call up who she wanna kick it with and do what she wanna do? Who wouldn't wanna do that?
Yeah, I'm looking for a girl like that, for real, I'll show you.
You know what I mean? Like,
We're out here, Max.
Hey, I'm on an upswing. I ain't necessarily on that mission right now. I've been there, though. You can ask around and check my file. You know, show me state. That's where I'm from. So, but that's where I rep. Actually, I'm from Dallas, Texas. I was born in Dallas, Texas. My family is all in Dallas, Texas.
That's a big place, man.
Yeah, I got people in Houston and Dallas. I got people all over, everywhere, in Costa Rica, all over the place. Like, for real, like, my family is stretched out. And then, well, I got a family too. Like, these ladies, like, I rep with them like family. Like, I will, no matter what. Like, who you associate with, I'm supposed to bring them up. That's how I feel, but.
There's in my opinion, you know, I've seen a lot of different changes in the game, you know, but it's all been geared towards men. You know, men have done a lot of things with music. We've had the most opportunities. You know, the women have always been, I mean, just like with regular life, it's always discrimination at some level. So now, but you know, you got people out here like Young M.A., right? Okay, now I just got hip to her. And I'm like, damn, she harder than all the dudes that I didn't see come out since 2009, like, for real.
100.
So, like,
100.
So, like, can you guys feel that wave? Can you feel the change coming?
It's definitely a wave coming. Definitely that. But I feel we're getting up, we don't stand out from the wave, too, though.
So, what makes you different from Young M.A.? Let me ask you that.
You talking about G.A. or somebody else?
Anybody. I don't care who answers the question. I'm just
what makes me different is that I'm in a whole nother lane. Like, I'm a female that's acting female-ish, doing female shit. I'm not.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. I feel you.
I'm not against what she's doing, but she more manly with her shit. She more masculine in her movements, and I'm more feminine in everything I'm doing. I'm still masculine at times because I'm an alpha female. You know what I'm saying? Like, the voice gets deep. You know what I'm saying? I know my lady feel me. But, you know, you still got to, like, soften it up.
You got to be yourself. That's who you are. You know, be yourself.
Still a little bit. My thing is, I'm multifaceted, so I'm different.
Well, my thing about that is, I don't really care about what your sexual preference is. I don't care about how hardcore you are or how hardcore you're not. The difference between young MA and myself is just our story. That's all. My background, my story, we're just a little different. But when it comes to the hip-hop, when it comes to the heavy hitting, when it comes to the punchlines, when it comes to that hardcore shit, we're the same. And I respect who she is and taking the avenue that she chose to be herself and express herself that way. Because just her being real and just her being 100, she's just like you said. She's more hardcore than half these men that you've heard
exactly.
In 2009. Harder than any of these dudes in the whole millennium. So I give her money.
Exactly.
I'm hardcore like that too. And when my music first started coming out, people were telling me that I needed to tone it down for the masses. And I had a big problem with that. So there was a label that I was signed to and I started rocking with them because they were telling me, yo, you're too hard, you're too heavy. I did a show. I did Biggie Smalls, who shot. I murdered the entire stage, and people told me I was too hardcore, and now 10, 15 years later, here she comes out doing her thing. I give her nothing but props.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I salute you. I salute you. Shit. Hey, salute from the loop, player. I see.
Desi, what's
up? Quiet, Ma. Let's hear
you. Well, I was about to say, the way I feel like I'm different from Young M.A., and shout out to Young M.A., she's paving the way regardless for women in general, but the way I'm different from her is that I'm a producer, a songwriter. So I call myself, you know, the people that, the idols and people that I look up to in the game, you know, Missy Elliott, Babyface, Stevie Wonder, you know, Smokey Robinson. I'm a songwriter, producer.
True first. Songwriter, cheer.
Yeah, like I'm a straight songwriter, producer, so I envision myself not just being a rapper, but actually working in the studio and writing R&B records and, you know, doing movie soundtracks and things of that nature. So, I mean, just like Cupid said, you know, basically we have different stories and just like Bar said, we're in different lanes. But at the same time, we're under the same umbrella in terms of being women. And we're paving the way for young women that fit in our three different categories. You feel what I'm saying? So,
Totally.
Very well.
Well, I mean, I've been doing interviews for a long time. I've been doing interviews. So I've 11 hooked me up with a lot of interviews, and I've done a lot on my own as well. And I've never ran into a group of females that got together and were doing something. So, you know, to me, I love the idea because I like women's music more than I like men's music, no matter what you're doing or what you're saying. I just think it's better. The guys always are focused on being men, which is some kind of masculine identity, and I think it kind of takes away from what they are capable of. So,
right.
You know, I know you guys, you're in the game. Oh, yeah, I got talent. Tell me a little bit more about the single. I want to get more specific about the single. I need somebody to explain to me what the single is about.
The single really is just about females being bosses. You know, just like you said, hip-hop is just completely flooded with men. Men getting their props. Men being kingpin. Men being this. Men being that. Men are the boss.
Mm-hmm.
They never show the aspect of the woman. There are some real hardcore hustling women out here who have paved the way for a lot of men out here. There's a lot
every
of women
dude, yeah.
Wives, yeah, that were wives and family members and girlfriends and babies, mothers of some big kingpins, that when they went down, it was the woman who kept it going. And it was the woman who was able to keep everybody fed and able to keep the avenue open for people to still hustle. So that way, everybody gets fed. And that's basically what this track is about. It's about us being bosses, us controlling our own destiny, us making our own money. We're not shaking our asses and being naked, trying to get a man's attention. We make our own attention by making our own moves, and it's just true boss shit. It's queen thing. Right. It's queen thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Every queen deserves a crown. All of us, that we recognize that we each queens, and we, you know what I mean? That I salute both of them. They dope to me. Man, Desi just swagged them so hard, dog. Like, when she straight came out the gate on the track. Man. Yeah.
I think that's the dopest part. I think that's the dopest aspect of the record is the fact that it is women coming together, and all three of us are so different from one another, our styles, and the fact that not
I
only do we come together.
I
can definitely
see that.
Right.
Yeah, you can tell us all apart. Like, you just, it's all
right.
Different.
I'm trying to keep up right now. I'm trying to keep up.
Right. Well,
like, we all brought something different to the table. But it's not just the fact that we're three different artists. It's the fact that we're three women and from three different parts, you know what I'm saying, of the world type situation, three different stories. And we were able to come together and do a record talking about one thing, which is being queens, being bosses. And I think that camaraderie is just a really dope example and tone to set when you're talking about the way hip-hop is changing. That's that we're leaders in this. So we're leading by example by not only coming together, but by doing a record, and it's hot. You know what I'm saying? It's three
right,
women.
Right, it's
like,
dope.
Yeah. Well, okay,
yeah,
I know you
like
guys.
Movement, like here in St. Louis, like called FemC Nation, where all the ladies, like, we try to make moves together, like, through the game, because, you know, we got to stand up together to make a voice to be heard, you know? When we come together like this,
to go
they got
to
hear us.
This is,
no,
is this a permanent thing?
FemC Nation?
You guys, are you guys a permanent thing, or is this experimenting right
they're
now?
They're spamming to me. I do a track with them whenever, but let me know when.
It's not an experiment. Like I said, Sticky Love is a movement that I have created, and I have a lot of people that are involved in it. Arza is part of the group. We're looking to get Desi to be a permanent member of the group as well. I was just trying to give her some breathing room because I know that she's doing her own project right now, and I didn't want to overwhelm her life. So I was waiting for her to release her project and go ahead and do her PR. But this is definitely a permanent thing. I'm already working on two other projects that I would like these ladies to be on. So it's definitely
that
we want to continue.
It's a permanent over here.
And it's something... And it's something that I also want to grow and be able to add more artists, you know, along.
If you had, if you had some people that hit you up was like, yo, I love what y'all doing. I would love to be able to do another project with y'all. And would you guys go ahead and do it? Like somebody promoted the album for you or produced the album for you. Would you trust them to do it with you?
Absolutely. I already have a couple of DJs that are asking for us to do another song separately just for a couple of other different projects. And
yeah.
You know, I'm just waiting for all the formalities to come together so I can present it to the queens. But absolutely. That's what this is all about, moving forward. Ladies haven't come together on a track since Ladies Night with Missy and Lil' Kim.
And that wasn't even justice enough. That wasn't even justice enough.
Yes.
Mhm.
Yes.
That was fun. But I could see you guys go. Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say. I mean, all three of us. The one dope thing about it all is that all three of us are moving as single artists. Absolutely. You feel what I'm saying? So we're all three of us are gonna continue to work together and put each other on. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. It's about building a network of strong women that are in position to help one another. So, yeah, we did this record. Doesn't mean we're a group. It means we're moving. Like, I'm coming out with an EP. I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, record release parties and things of that nature. You might see Cupid hosting one of those events type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Or, you know, like, it's about working together. We might fly to St. Louis and do a show with Bars. Like, it's about building a network.
Y'all welcome to come to my album release party, actually. It'll be the beginning of the year.
Right. So it's about it's really about building a network and building a network of women that are in position. That's what it's about.
Right.
What do you guys want to see with the future of hip hop? Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that we're cross promoting each other too, just like Desi said. I'm always sharing stuff from the Queens on my page. I'm always sharing that. I share it on my Twitter. I share it on the Gram, and I'm heavy with it on Facebook. So even if we're not working on a particular project together at that time, they're families. And whatever it is that they're doing, it's a part of my movement. So I'm going to make sure that it gets shared.
Right. We're putting each other on.
Yeah, that's true. You cross promote, like that's how people get to know each other. Like y'all should be sharing stuff to on my Facebook page anytime. So, you know, some of these random 5,000 people can look at it because you just
you know.
I do that already, Mars. You know that I'm on your page all the time.
Oh, you know, that's how we even got to this point. We've been supporting each other. I've been fucking with you. We've been supposed to do a track. And look, all that positivity.
And not even just social media. Like, what I mean about women in position is like Cupid, we on the radio right now. You know what I'm saying? We on the radio. That's beautiful.
It's in real life, too. You know, it's not just social.
That's beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing. Right. Like, that's beautiful. Like, that's amazing.
I just went to see the movie. I went to see Kevin Hart's movie last night. It's called What Now? And I'm asking you guys the same question.
Ah, so what now?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just had an attack of the hangers. So what now? Chicky Mama?
I'm working on a new album that's coming out in 2017. I have a couple of commercial projects that I'm working on as well. And I'm looking to get on tour so that we can get the tour going to promote my album and have these ladies as my opening act so that we can perform the song together as well as have them being able to promote whatever their projects are.
Yeah, I think we all got projects out in 2017, though.
Yeah, that's what these all of us are. That's what he's asking. What's next? So just tell him the
process. Yeah. I'm going to let y'all go first. I'm talking too much. My bad, y'all.
No, you're fine. Everybody's good. Just,
all right. You know, it's sticky movement. I did roll up and get a little sticky, so, you know.
I'm going to do the same damn thing. I'm trying to get this thing going.
I had to step back. Am I too high? Hold on now. Okay. So, yeah, I got, like I said, a mixtape dropping soon called Queen Business. My first single off of it was called Sacred. I dropped it a couple months back. It's about 1,000 plays right now on SoundCloud. I mean, that's some cool little movement. I know it could be better, but, you know, some people got five. I don't care what anybody else got. I feel happy about it, you know.
Everything takes time. Numbers don't mean nothing to me.
Oh, yeah.
No, right. Numbers.
I look at comments and, like, who actually said they liked it. Like, to me, that means a lot to me. Like,
I mean, honestly, I've been doing this thing for a long time, and you know, I didn't run into 11 because of numbers. It was because of my dedication and my talent as well, because me and him did songs like 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying, and we both still in the game because we weren't dumb about it. So it's like you guys are recognizing how to come together and do something. That's just the way it works, you know. So when I'm asking what's next, you know, different projects, and we've all mentioned to a certain extent the projects that are going on, but you know what's next is, to me, it means what are you guys going to do next to be able to stay current? Because I've been in the game since, to a certain extent, before smartphones were made. And I have been able to transition into the different levels of technology and all that stuff because I kept aware about it. So what are you guys going to do to stay current?
Well, I'll let the other ladies answer and then I answer. I keep answering first. I don't want to do that.
It's cool. It's no big deal. It don't matter who answers first. As long as y'all are clear about what you're saying, that's all.
Yeah.
I'll go first, like, quick. Mm-hmm. Basically, what happens next with Desi Leon, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming out with The Room I Stand In, January 2017. In addition to doing the music thing, in order for me to stay current, because, you know, obviously I'm not going to be able to rap, or I don't necessarily want to rap for the rest of my life. I'm always going to write and do what I do. But I actually just recently accepted a position as the violence intervention and prevention block captain for Mattapan, which is a section of Boston that is heavily integrated with violence right now. And so what I'm doing is working as a violence, basically trauma counselor, in a sense, slash street worker, you know, case management, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have my degree in urban studies, shout out to Connecticut College. And so what I'm doing, in addition to the music, and being in hip-hop, and being in that culture, and coming from Roxbury, coming from the streets, I'm also getting involved in the streets on a community level, on a community involvement level, because I foresee myself, you know, possibly running my own school in the inner city like Puffy's doing right now. Shout out to Diddy, you know, or doing something that allows me to be in my community, heavily involved. And I hope to be able to do that by making a lot of money through music. So that's what's next for me.
That is
Cupid for throwing me on the track, because, like I said, she's opening doors, she's paving the way, and that's what it's really, really about, moving into this next wave that we're going into. It's about not only women coming together, but black women coming together, women of color coming together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn, that's it.
I totally agree with that.
Salute, salute. Congratulations on your new position. I wasn't even aware of that. And that is so fitting. That is so you.
Yeah, it's a good look. It's a good look.
That's very nice. I commend you on that. That's so honorable. Like, man, you the shit.
I'm not even surprised. You're a beautiful soul. If you could just have the opportunity to sit down and meet with us in person and get to just feel our energy, you would be amazed. And honestly, like, Desi is a beautiful soul. Like, everything that she explained to me, I mean, just explained to us, is everything that she is. So I'm not surprised to hear that. I'm really honored. That just warmed my heart. That's absolutely
nice.
We have three queens in the building. We all queens.
Yeah,
we all
definitely
doing our thing.
Yeah, I think we're gonna need interviews for everybody. We're gonna need interviews for everybody. I see that now.
Sure, that's absolutely no problem. Definitely get that. And just to speak up for Cupid real quick, what's next with me? So I'm taking Sticky Love the Movement, and I'm creating a nonprofit organization. Part of this nonprofit organization is just to give back to the community. So I do a little thing that I just started that is something that I found online that's called Blessing Bags. I make up bags. I drive a caravan. So I make up these bags and I put them in my van and I just go out and give them to people that I see that are in need. So usually it has like two or three granola bars in there and a fruit. It gives them a washcloth. It gives them a toothbrush. It gives them some type of soap, hand sanitizer, cough drops, usually Ricola, because they work better, but sometimes I have to get the cough drops. And then if I can afford it, I'll put anywhere between $5, $10 in the bag. So that's
Damn.
Just like the small process of the giving back to the community.
One step at a time.
Also, one step at a time. And then the other thing that I'm doing is trying to create a program that I can get people to do grocery shopping for the disabled and elderly. So I'm actually going to meet with somebody on Wednesday so that we can kind of get that off the ground. So those are the two major projects that I'm working on right now.
Cool, man. Cool. Now, I know we got one more person, but I want y'all to go to the next level of, like, shout-outs, and I want y'all to talk to the fans now. The one individual I don't think we've talked yet about what's next, but I want you to go to showing love to the fans. Who do you want to thank, and how do you want to thank them?
You talking about GA?
Yeah, go ahead.
Whoever got that strong voice, yeah, I think it's GA, yeah.
Okay, yeah, what's next? I was already saying earlier, I was saying the mixtape Queen Business is going to be dropping in 2017. My album, Every Queen Deserves a Crown, will be dropping. No definite date yet, but stay tuned. But on the next one, I'll move on. You said,
shout out to the fans.
Shout out, okay, shout out to Fenty Nation first and foremost. That's all the ladies in the loo, man. That everybody vibe with each other. Like, I mess with all the females. Everybody cool. Everybody, like, it's a good vibe. Like, we sticking together on it. Like, standing strong. And like Desi said, in the streets at the same time. Because, you know, a lot of stuff happened here, and we got to be involved in that. Otherwise, why are we going in those communities looking for money when we not supporting those communities in our actions and standing up for everybody who is being held down by what we all know, you know.
Yeah.
What it is. Watch 13th, and then you'll really know what, like, that movie there enlightened you. But I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's our personal interview right there. That's one of those right there.
That's
like, cool. I need y'all to all get in touch with me, because, like, you can set these interviews up without 11, so, you know what I'm saying, all you gotta do is, you know, find me online, hit me up, I can get you my email, whatever I want to be able to get.
I'll give it all to them. When I hang up, when this call is over, I'm gonna give them your email. They have your phone number, but don't worry, I'm gonna give you full access to the ladies, because they definitely need their own show.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Well, cool, I just want to help, I want to help the movement. I like the movement that you guys are doing. I like the fact that you guys came together. Like I say, you know, men, we just look at y'all and be like, okay, they don't know how to get along, so we can always, like, never give them a platform. You know what I'm saying? Oh. But what you guys are doing is different, and it deserves to be heard individually as well as collectively. So I'm on a schedule right now too myself, so I kind of got to go. But
okay.
If you guys want to throw some shout outs real quick, individuals can do it. And I'll wait.
And shout out to my Queens, GCS Queens. It's my girl group that I'm in. Slickster McQueen and Frankie Aviva. And I'm done. And my family, I got in. But, you know.
Yeah, you know, they got plenty of shout outs right there. You got to go on for hours with your family, you know.
Yeah. Heather May. Shout out to
it. Go ahead, Debbie.
Shout out to Beantown. Shout out to Roxbury. Shout out to everybody in the Bean holding the whole music movement down and doing what they're doing. Shout out to my whole family in Mattapan, the new VIP campaign I'm working on. And most importantly, shout out to Desi Leone Media Group, my team. I love y'all. My manager, Ness, I love y'all so much. And most importantly, Cupid, for opening the door, for paving the way, for doing the motherfucking thing. You have always, always shown love, and I love her so much because she's a boss in this, and I look up to her, and she's leading the way for real and showing example. So shout out to Cupid. Shout out to that Sticky Love movement, Sticky Mama. Let's
bring that. Hey,
for real, that's so sweet. And I first and foremost want to give a shout out to my queens, G.A. Barr, and definitely Desi Leone. I always say your last name is my uncle, so please forgive me for that. I want to give a shout out to these queens. I want to give a shout out to all the dope femcees and femcees before us that paved the way and gave us the opportunity to do what we're doing now. And shout out to the femcees that are out there now that are dope, that are lit, and keeping it going. Shout out to Sticky Love, my movement. Shout out to my king, Sticky Money, and shout out to all the fans and all the DJs, all the promoters, all the producers, everybody who's ever clicked like, share, download, or looked at the page just lurking and still checked us out with no action. Thank you so much for your support, for your nosiness, for your love, for your hate.
Thank you.
Whatever it is, we thank you for it. And thank you, Max, for giving us the opportunity to come to
Y'all thinking of all the stuff I should have said, man. I'm mad at y'all. Y'all thinking all the good stuff. I'm hot.
We all about to have a... Well, I've already did the Sticky Mama interview. No one coming, but, like, you know, I'm going to get GA and I'm going to get Bars, too. So we're about to make all this happen. I think I said the first part, but I got everybody.
Desi and GA Bars.
Okay, there we go.
Matt T.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I want you to remember something. Yes, Max Heat.
Desi yeah. Leone.
I'm sorry.
Desi Leone.
I want
to make sure you keep that in there.
Desi Leone. I ain't forgot.
There you go. All right. I'm making sure you don't.
You better, girl. You better train them. You know what I'm saying?
Where you at? Where you at? New York? I'll come find you now.
Akron, Ohio. I'm in the hometown of LeBron James. This is the hometown of LeBron James.
You even know how I get. I can turn up real quick.
Yeah, you got a soft voice, but I understand.
You'll pop up on you like, yeah, man.
It's all good. Yeah, let me get this together for y'all. I'm about to get this together for y'all. I hate to run on you guys, but I got some things I got to take care of, okay?
Straight here. Ha, ha, ha. You remember that? Dick, who got the hottest show north of the Mississippi? Who keeps Ohio like a good bag of sticky? Ain't too many that can f*** with my man Heat. 10 years strong, keep his ears to the street. It's Mad Max, so you know he had to bring the heat. That's why he's funkin' with Solieri and Sean Beats. As Sean Beats, you already know the deal. You already know the track, so you know we real. So turn your speakers up and let that just ass drop. It's Pro Flow, yeah, you know the show won't stop. That's how we do it, baby. We straight to the top. It's Max Heat, so you know it's about to pop. Yeah. Maxi, Pro Flow, hottest radio show. Call up a log on, turn up your radios. It's here. 7 days, watch him blaze, watch him do his thing. Time to turn it up, yo. Just let the speakers bang. It's in, Maxi. Pro Flow Show, baby. Solieri, Sean Beats. Covering the music, baby, this is how we do.